This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Local and regional news brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real hometown values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sending out a health alert. Please check your freezers for great value dino-shaped chicken nuggets due to lead contamination. Discard any products with a lot code of 0416DPO1215. Establishment number P44164. And a best if used by date of February 10th of 2027. If found, do not eat them and discard them promptly. Once again, check your freezers for great value dino-shaped chicken nuggets due to possible lead contamination. To see more information, you can go to fsis.usda.gov. Wednesday, April 29th at 4 p.m., there is a Medicare 101 seminar at Forward Bank in Phillips. Medicare can be overwhelming, so they invite you out for a free educational seminar where Forward Insurance experts will explain the most important aspects of Medicare. They will cover what is Medicare and who is eligible, the ABCDs of Medicare, what does Original Medicare cover and the cost, ways to enroll in Medicare, Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplement plans, and Medicare prescription drug coverage. Whether you're new to Medicare or simply looking for more information, they'll walk you through it. You can sign up to attend at a link on the Forward Insurance Facebook page. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 29th at 4 p.m. over at Forward Bank in Phillips.
For more news, go to trailmix.fm and 98qcountry.com. I'm Austin Brume.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over an executive order affecting voting. The order would create voter eligibility lists and restrict mail-in ballots for people not included. The White House says the move is meant to prevent non-citizens from voting. Attorney General Josh Call says such cases are rare and current systems ensure election integrity. Call joined 22 other attorneys general and a governor in asking a court to block the policy, arguing that election authority belongs to the states. Governor Tony Evers is reopening the door for inmates to seek sentence reductions for the first time in a quarter century. He signed executive orders to set up a commutation advisory board with eligibility focused on rehabilitation and good behavior. People convicted of sexual assault or trafficking a child won't qualify, though some serving time for homicide could. Evers says lawmakers need to get serious about criminal justice reform to cut prison costs and overcrowding. Put your phone down. That's the warning from Wisconsin State Patrol as construction season picks up. The agency's April Law of the Month highlights safety in work zones and emergency areas. Drivers can be fined for using a handheld phone, and double penalties apply when crews are working. State Patrol leaders say one quick look at a phone can be all it takes for a life-changing crash. Gas and electric bills in Wisconsin are set to rise in 2027. Madison Gas and Electric says electric bills will increase by about $5 a month, with gas bills rising around $1.50. Company officials say the increases are needed to invest in renewable energy and ensure reliable service. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Boston, where the Milwaukee Brewers open a three-game series tonight at Fenway against the Red Sox. The Brewers coming off an 8-5 win over the Royals Sunday. The crew is scoring more runs with two outs than any other team in the major leagues. Are they relentless? Pat Murphy.
That's exactly what it is. It's relentless. These guys know that two outs means you're two-thirds done with the inning. That's it. That third is a lot. There's a lot left. You know, two outs proved to be a big part of every game.
NBA, Milwaukee with a 131-115 win over the Grizzlies. Meanwhile, the NBA continues to investigate why the Bucks won't allow Giannis to play. Doc Rivers.
The tough part about all this is I'm in the middle and I have nothing to do with it. Coaches don't decide any of this. But the problem with our league is the coaches are the ones sitting out front, and we have to sit here and answer this stuff.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few off and on light snow showers today. Our high right around 31 this afternoon. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with a low dropping down to around 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine and a bit warmer with a high near 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.